Good morning. A quiet start to the day throughout most of interior New York and New England, with a good amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds and comfortable temperatures generally in the 60s, with the humidity levels down from late last week and early in the weekend. This will lead us to a mix of sun and clouds today, comfortably warm temperatures with highs generally in the lower to middle 80s. It'll stay in the 70s across the hills and mountains, with just the risk of a shower across the highest terrain. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight as high pressure settles in. It'll be comfortably mild again, with lows back down into the 50s and lower 60s. A storm system currently in the Mississippi Valley will work its way toward Pittsburgh tomorrow. As it makes an approach, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds here, and highs will be in the lower to mid 80s. Then we'll introduce the chance of a few showers and thunderstorms as we head later in the afternoon and into the evening. As that storm draws even closer and moves through the region on Wednesday, a better chance for more of us to see showers and thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon with highs near 80. Behind that system on Thursday, we'll dry it out, and we'll have mostly sunny skies with highs back into the lower 80s. Another and more potent front will move through late in the day on Friday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and we run the risk at a few showers and thunderstorms by Friday evening. Now, behind this front, it'll be unseasonably cooler. Temperatures on Friday will be in the lower 80s, but staying in the 70s for both Saturday and Sunday under a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the lower Ohio Valley southward across the lower Mississippi Valley. A low-pressure trough along the Mississippi River will be the focus for storms today, as strong heating will occur in the wake of early morning rain. And with high humidity, there'll be ample instability for storms, and shear will also favor some organized severe weather. Large hail will be the primary mode within these storms. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or water spout from an airport was at Benina, Libya at 10 p.m. Eastern Time last Tuesday. And the last report of hail was at Calgary, Alberta, Canada at 12:25 a.m. this morning. There were 12 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Dimmitt, Texas. The 102-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1969 by 4 degrees. And there were 6 daily record lows at Paw Paw, Illinois. It was 43 degrees, and this is 3 degrees colder than the old record set in 1979. At Mount Washington this morning, 55 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 50 degrees on a west wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 66 degrees, the dew point 63, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.97 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 65, the average temperature 74, that's 3 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday for the month, 99 hundredths, which is 49 hundredths below normal. And 21.35 inches for the year, which is 2.82 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 9 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 128, that's 47 above normal, and 649 for the season, which is 202 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 61, the record high, 98, set in 1947, and the record low, 43, in 1957. Sunrise this morning, 6 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:59 p.m., 13 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with just the risk of a passing shower, highs in the mid-70s to lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the 50s to lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds today and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mixture of sunshine and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, some late-day showers, possibly a thunderstorm in the lower to mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 80s. Mostly sunny on Thursday, lower 80s. On Friday, sunshine giving way to some clouds, an afternoon thunderstorm in the lower 80s, and a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday with highs in the middle to upper 70s. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.